Simon, a wonderful, wonderful run, but it finishes with disappointment.
Yeah, the only thing I can ever ask for is to see that we can, like, we give it a real go and we come away with no regrets. And I think coming away now, after that game, there's going to be a list of regrets from the players. We just didn't really, we didn't deal with the occasion very well at all. I thought Scholling played well in the first half, but it's nothing that we weren't used to. We've played against that this year. We've dealt with it this year. We've attacked in certain areas, counter-attacked well. We missed Ryan today.
Well, that was one of the obvious questions. Yeah, Ryan McBride, the man who wasn't there, and your talisman as well as your top scorer.
Yeah, he's the sort of centre point of our changing room, and he's someone we rely on. His performances are always to a level playing field. I mean, far and above the level we're playing at. And yeah, we really missed him today. Ashley's a fantastic player, don't get me wrong. He's a really, really good player, but he's a different type of player. And we tried to keep our pattern of play similar, but as I said, we didn't. To be honest, I don't think that doesn't matter what formation or what clientele we had playing in the first half. We just didn't turn up all over the pitch. And at half time, we changed it a little bit, and we got a reaction. And second half, I thought we carried ourselves very well.
Well, you got a terrific reaction because you could have really died a death, and in the end, you went down fighting.
We did, and it's fantastic. Character to do that in second half, and we're going to need a lot of character now because we're now away to Broadbridge Heath on Tuesday night.
That's in the County League Division 2, and that's all about the title.
It is. We've got to finish the season off professionally, and character is going to help us do that. And we showed that in the second half. I really thought some tough decisions in the second half. I have to say, I think I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't say. I mean, we had a blatant handball, and for me, a clear penalty decision and a push at back of Jason Taylor. He clearly got between the player and the ball, and he was brought down. So, but to be honest, they're all little misdemeanors. The bottom line of it is we just didn't play well in the first half, and we were always chasing the game.
But looking back, that's been, I think, 9 games in total in the Vars, and it's a really, really wonderful run. What has that meant for Eastbourne United?
Listen, Eastbourne United this time last year were battling for a promotion in County 2. We now sit top of County 2. We've just played in front of I don't know how many people we're against.
1,462.
Oh, thanks, Kevin. We've just played in front of 1,462 people, and I thought we'd done ourselves proud second half. I'm glad that we put up a fight, and I'm glad that we showed some of the supporters that aren't so much familiar with us that what we can do.
And finally, what about yourself, Simon? I think I'm allowed to say that you're a young manager. This has been really, well, it's been a momentous season as well as a learning curve, I guess.
It has been definitely. I mean, I learned a lot in previous management roles. I think I've experienced everything. And I think when I started the season, I was 34, and now I finished it, I think I'm about 55. So I'll take a lot away from it. But to be honest, this competition is all about players. I mean, management, we just do our jobs, we tick over. But this is all about players. This was a day to play at the hallowed turf. And to be honest, the cup's not going anywhere next year. And we won't prepare to play in it. We're prepared to play in the league. And if we find ourselves in a similar situation next year, then I look forward to speaking to you then, Kevin.
That would be smashing. Thanks very much, and very well done, Simon.
Cheers, Kevin. Thank you very much.